A Mighty Hunter. Once when I was near the bank of a large body of water in Sri Lanka, I thought I heard a rustling noise behind me. On facing about, I almost turned to stone at the sight of a lion. It appeared to be coming toward me with the intention of using me for a meal without my permission. What was to be done? My gun was loaded only with swan shot. I had no heavier lead with me. I could have no idea of killing such an animal with swan shot. Yet I had some hopes of frightening it by the sound. So I let fly without waiting until it was within reach. The noise only made the beast angry. It came at me full speed. I turned to escape and saw behind me a large crocodile with open jaws all ready to receive me. On my right was the large body of water. On my left was a deep canyon. I gave myself up as lost. The angry lion was now on its hind legs, ready to grab and claw me. Just as it leaped, I fell to the ground with fear. The lion sailed over me. There I lay, expecting each moment to feel teeth and claws in some part of my person. Instead, I heard a loud and very strange noise. It was different from any sound I had ever heard before. Finally, I raised my head. I looked about. To my great joy, I saw that the lion, in trying to have dinner upon me, had leaped over my body and into the wide-open jaws of the crocodile. The head of the lion was stuck in the throat of the other beast. Each was trying very hard to be rid of the other. With my hunting knife, I cut off the lion's head at one blow. Then, with the big end of my gun, I helped the lion's head farther into the throat of the crocodile. As it could neither swallow nor cough up this head, the crocodile died instantly. At this moment of victory over two such powerful beasts, a friend arrived in search of me. I was patted on the back for my great victory. Then we measured the beast with the lion's head in its throat. It was 12.5 meters, 40 feet in length. My friend was related to a high-ranking officer. I told the officer of this strange and dangerous adventure. At once a wagon and servants were sent to get the bodies of the two hapless beasts. The lion's skin with its hair on was made into bags for holding tobacco. I presented these bags to the heads of cities when I returned to Holland. In return, I was presented with a large sum of money as a fitting reward. The skin of the crocodile was stuffed and mounted and was presented to the public museum at Amsterdam. The guide at the museum tells the whole story to each visitor with such changes as seem proper. Some of the changes that the guide makes from the real truth are rather surprising. So little feeling has this person for the truth that a good deal is often added to the real story as I have just told it to you. Once I heard the guide tell a group of visitors that the lion had jumped clear through the crocodile from its jaws to the tip of its tail. Then, as the lion's head appeared on its hurried journey, the brave hunter had cut off the head of the lion and, at the same time, at least 3 sections of the other monster's tail. The guide did not stop here, but went on to add ever more to the tail. As soon as the great crocodile missed its tail, the beast grabbed the hunting knife from the hunter's hand. The crocodile's haste was so great, however, that it swallowed the knife and cut its own throat, dying instantly. This lack of feeling for the truth on the part of the guide sometimes causes me to wonder if the truth of my own tale may be doubted.